This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin, you found a story that suggests breakdancing is going to exist in the world.
So I take you
to the Olympics.
To Paris.
Is this the place where they're doing the lightsaber battles?
That is up for discussion as well. For the 2024 Olympics, among things that are being suggested, things you'd probably guess, like surfing, climbing.
Are there surfing beaches in Paris?
I mean,
or is it the Thames River?
I mean, I'm really impressed at your knowledge of France, but probably, right?
Okay,
we'll just build it. And also skateboarding. However, lightsaber battles. I don't know how much traction that's going to pick up, but that could be in the mix. But also, the organizers of the Paris Olympics. So this isn't even a fringe group. These are the people that are putting the Olympics together. Have suggested that breakdancing be introduced into the 2024 Olympics.
Have they went ahead and recruited all of the 1984 Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo actors and stunt doubles for this?
I feel like the people at Gymkhana too, right?
Oh, man.
They were doing some stuff.
Yeah, they were.
Man. How many people are like, what the hell is Gymkhana?
Look it up.
You do need to look it up.
And his brother, Tara.
That's okay. That is pretty clever, though. But so breakdancing in the Olympics 2024, it's being suggested by the people who run the Olympics. So this could actually happen. And if that's the case, then we've just given up caring what's in the Olympics.
Well, not really.
No?
No, I disagree with you there. Because we've seen the gymnastics thing where they run around with the tassel or whatever.
Yeah. And rhythmic gymnastics.
Or the ball. They throw
still
the ball
think
up
I
in the air
that.
And
on
catch
the trampoline?
It with their foot. And you're like, what are you doing right now? And like some of the gymnastics stuff, I don't quite get why they have to do a dance routine when I just really want to see them jump really high and land. Like that's really all I love about gymnastics is somebody flew really high
right.
and did something I could never do in my life and landed and stood straight up. The
is
dance,
that last part important to you?
Yes. You have to stand straight. You have to land flat and stand up and do the whole.
You know what? I was at a youth gymnastics thing and they stopped making them do the landing. So people were just like, landing and falling down or doing somersaults. It was weird.
You're never going to make it. That's like, there are things already built in. So breakdancing is a different mode of expression. I understand that.
It's athletic.
And like, it's exciting, right? Like when you tell me the last time you walked by somebody that was breakdancing, you were like, gotta stop. I can't stop. I gotta keep going. I always stop.
Corey.
I've never walked by. Walked by and seen somebody already thrown down the cardboard with the big jukebox and like, here we go. I've seen people try to do that.
It happened in my school. We had a corner where everybody would meet at the bottom of the stairwell and they would break. And it was awesome.
Corey. I have to tell you about one of my life goals. I've told you that I want to see a game. I'm not kidding about this.
You want to spin on your head just one time?
I don't want to be in it, but I want to go see a game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. I want to wrestle in a match, and I want to see a breakdance battle.
What do you want to see more? A breakdance battle or somebody stand up when they say, if there's anybody.
Oh, that's like at the
in
top
this wedding
of the limb.
That feels at, like.
Yeah.
These two should not be married.
If you're going to get married and you think it's like questionable whether or not it actually happens, please invite me to your wedding because I desperately want to see somebody's wedding get broken up, especially if somebody is there to profess their undying love to one of the people getting married. I haven't told Colby, like I wasn't rooting for his wedding to fail. But it always crosses my mind at every wedding I am ever at, and as you know, that's a lot. I always look around and think, maybe.
And Kevin often asked the question of why I didn't invite him to my wedding.
Sure.
Because you would have been rooting for that the whole time.
I mean, if you think about it, that kind of happened before I got married.
From the 972 esports, because people would lose their minds.
Yeah, I'm pretty in on esports becoming an Olympic event. However, I do want to say the lightsaber battle, I support that, because when they went to a few months back when they did the Ocho, ESPN 8, they showed lightsaber battles and they were awesome.
Yeah.
It was only for 30 minutes, and I don't know how much I would have kept watching, but I thought that 30 minutes was magical.
The 817, 18-wheeler driving should be an Olympic sport. I would win all the gold.
Wow.
Yes, I know it's pronounced Tim's. I appreciate it. Why not fights to the death?
Hey, were you listening to the break?
Do we have a camera in studio?
All right, but yours is more intricate than just fights to the death. There's like a backstory.
Right, so what they would do is they would take whoever's on death row for whichever countries, right, that are going to be put to death, and you
A movie with Steve Austin?
Variation of that. Okay. So you take the greatest athletes, like America would go through and pick their greatest death row athletes, and you'd throw them into this arena.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of giving them, like, swords or guns or anything like that, no. Give them, like, giant paper clips and gigantic rubber bands, and maybe one guy has a stapler and maybe those kids' safety scissors, but make sure they're the left-handed ones. So
how big is that rubber band?
The rubber band I was thinking about was, like, could be a belt.
Okay.
And just, you get these awkward, quirky weapons where they're trying to use, and so you get comedy and murder and death, and then you have one guy that wins at the end of it that'll be just covered in all kinds of things, and he gets to, like, go free, but he only gets to live on his own island because he can't be with the rest of civilization.
Okay, because I was about to say, we just saw him kill all these people, and he's really good at it, and your solution was, we will let him free.
Right. But on his own little island, and we'll send him food or something. Whichever country wins, they're responsible for sending him food because he got him another gold medal. Look at him go!
So we're bringing back like gladiator sport from like the Roman Empire, except with sock and boppers.
Yes,
I mean my suggestion was gonna be.
I still say the one guy that ends up with the jump rope may win that thing.
The jump rope?
It can be surprisingly dangerous.
What is that based on? Something you saw or something you did?
I mean, it can be surprisingly dangerous.
Oh, dear. My suggestion was going to be mixed martial arts. I know they have had discussions about that before. Weak.
That's the weakest thing you could have presented, dude. We came with fight to the death with left-handed baby scissors, and you're bringing some fight thing that we see every Saturday?
All right, then I'm going to bring something else, because you got to start it.
Don't we already have martial arts in the Olympics?
No, but not mixed martial
arts. Yeah, he's trying to mix them.
All right, so
can't mix them.
I'm a uniter. So, all right, we have an amazing idea on this show, but we have to start it at the amateur level. This is where we start NASCAR, ice hockey, college football.
Yeah, I love it. I love that idea. I also like this idea. Have y'all seen the professional tag competitions? It's like parkour with people chasing each other.
Ooh.
The 214, they should do RC battleship fights with actual BB guns. I love the idea of battleships, real life battleship fights out in the ocean. And just
that sounds expensive.
A4.
What's that? Somebody's back on the shore. And they're playing Battleship, and you get to actually see them blow up out there in the.
I would want my job to be the guy making the sound effects. Just going.
Or just positioning your opponent in front of the TV so you can see the reflection.
Man, I think my son did that to me in a game of Battleship before, and he's like, "Why do you think I just wanted you to sit on that side?" Not cool.
By the way, my one that I was going to bring besides the. Was just some dodgeball. I just want dodgeball back. Dodgeball's so much fun. I want to have a reason for everybody to look and say, as a kid, I need to get good at that sport. Dodgeball.
Yeah, dodgeball's fantastic. I love throwing a ball at people all the time. In the 214, I will defeat all 18-wheeler drivers. Challenge accepted. And then somebody says,
"Are we about to set that up on our own?"
I feel like we have a lot of truck drivers out there.
KNC Olympics?
Yeah, I think we should do that as our next station event.
KNC Olympics featuring the 18-wheeler
drivers of America.
Oh my God, I'm so in.
817, wait a minute. You're in on esports in the Olympics, but not breakdancing? WTF, is your qualification physical activity or what?
Well,
I'm not on breakdancing too.
I got distracted because Sandra on our Facebook page sent in this message. There are B-boy and B-girl battles in the Dallas area all the time.
Absolutely.
My daughter is a freestyler and battles in different formats. Oh my God, I need to go to Battleground Texas on Instagram. They do it the second Thursday of every month in Deep Ellum.
There
Please,
you go, dude.
God, tell me they throw down cardboard boxes, even if they don't need it, just to add to the realism of
it. I bet those things, because listen, I've watched every Step Up movie there is, all right?
How many are there?
I think there's like six.
Shut up, are you kidding me?
And I've seen all of them, dude, and they are fantastic. The dancing is amazing. It's my favorite dancing, and there's always good music and hot chicks. This is the type of thing I've always wanted to be in one of those movies so I could be one of the people that goes, oh, when somebody busts a badass move.
By the way, there are five of them.
Okay. Would you be a hype man, too, like leading into
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yes. Everybody yell for moose and stuff. It'd be great, man.
From the 817, it's called Chase Tag. Look it up on YouTube. It was a dark hole I fell into one night just watching grown men run around tagging each other.
Isn't that what Romo did during for like his birthday party or something, or his bachelor party? He played
Chase
Capture the
Tag?
Flag or something? Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Too.
The real version or the video game version?
No. The real version because, yeah, I mean, you could do that with esports, but why not set up this whole giant arena or whatever, or just in a forest where you take it real serious. Like, you camouflage, you do everything you can to hide from... Yes, do that!
From the 817, I can provide 10, 18 wreckers and trailers. So... I feel like if we present this to Gavin Spittle, this thing could really go make somewhere amazing.
We've had awesome ideas, too. Remember we wanted to do the giant Fortnite night out at the Frisco Stadium and people could float the river while they were doing it, and now we've got this? Man, we need to make this happen.
From the 817, FedEx Freight represent. From the 214, I'll win the 18-wheeler championship while winning the Bird Box Challenge. Come at me, bro.
Okay, I don't think we should do that, but
no,
it's good
I want
to
see
know.
That. He's already put that in the world. I want to see it now.
We've already got a field of drivers ready to do this, so I'm excited.
And from the 214, axe throwing.
Ooh,
we're in.
We'd be good at that.
Yeah, we would.
I still got the axe in my car.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.